You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My ex called me. They're a train wreck, but it's the holidays and I'm lonely. Why not? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock on.
And Jed Brewer.
Yes, rock on indeed.
That was like a very Pat Boone quality to your rock on there, Jed.
That's right.
I appreciated that in its own way. We are going to answer a question tonight that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my ex called me. They're a train wreck. But it's the holidays, and I'm lonely. Why not?
Oh, so many reasons.
Well, yeah. Glenn, before we get to why not, let's try to start from a place of understanding, because it does make sense.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can fully understand being the ex trying to perpetrate something.
Sure.
I come in from that side of the equation.
Ho, 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 take me back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, what do you know? Somebody doesn't look so bad now, do they?
One of these reindeer seems to be limping behind the herd.
Exactly.
And that's where Glenn comes in.
That's right. But I guess, as I think back on it, I've probably fallen prey to that as much as I've perpetrated it, because, and I think it's sort of the same thing mean either way. You know, I think there's a sense that you just don't want to be alone, especially at the holidays. It just, for whatever reason, it really exasperates that sense of, I said exasperates, but I meant exacerbated.
You're good.
Sure, that's fine. Either way. You can be exasperated about the exacerbation.
Right. But I think ultimately you feel so much more intensely that loneliness during the holidays.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, and Jed, that the holidays do have that kind of magnifying effect. But this is a moment for honesty.
Yeah.
About the previous relationship, because it's a previous relationship. Was it all that good before?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. But let's ask. Let's find out.
We don't know you or your ex, but we can confidently say no, it wasn't.
We have exes. We know this terrain. Look, man, here's the thing is this thought occurs to a lot of people because A, loneliness sucks. B, loneliness sucks at Christmas. But C, I think there's also a sense of you feel like a failure when you're single at Christmas.
Sure.
Because, like, you got to go to the family gatherings and the holiday parties. And so are you seeing anyone? Oh, you're not. Oh, well. No. That's your choice. Okay.
Yeah, just to spite you, Aunt Edna.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, all sorts of women I want to marry, but I think this would make Aunt Edna happy. Screw that.
But we've all been there, and so, you know, we figure out, well, what would be a quick, easy fix? You know, they're available, I'm available, why the heck not? And was it really that bad last time? I mean,
yep.
That's the thing, is that it was. And I think that we need to ask an actual, real, critical, honest question of, was it that bad last time? Or, put another way, was there anything good about it last time? Mm-hmm. You know, was this just two people clinging together to avoid the gnawing loneliness of life?
Right.
If that's the case, you deserve better than that. And actually, so does that other person.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of those situations where actually the cure really can be worse than the disease. You know, the cure for some short-term loneliness can be a lot worse than putting up with a little bit of short-term loneliness.
Yeah, there are some situations in life where anything is better than nothing. Turns out relationships is not really one of those.
Yeah.
To go just for anything can be a lot worse than nothing. And as we're going to continue to talk about throughout the show here, there are feelings you're having, there's an experience you're having that's negative, and we don't want to delay that. But there may be better ways to deal with that than re-microwaving the leftovers of this previous turkey dinner or relationship. And we'll talk about that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Save a wretch
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Tell Aunt Edna to stick it up her butt sideways.
Merry Christmas from your friends here at The Bridge Loud.
That's why you always listen to the first segment, so you know what's happening in the second segment.
And Jed Brewer.
Well, I guess no one appreciates my Jell-O salad. I see.
Yeah, Aunt Edna, she took that one pretty personally. We're continuing to answer a question, believe it or not, that's about romance. Given that introduction, this question comes to thebridgeloud at gmail.com, and it says, my ex called me, they're a train wreck, but it's the holidays and I am lonely. Why not? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with the question of, was it really good last time?
Yeah.
And I think that may go a long way towards answering the very poignant question of, why not?
Yeah, definitely. Well, and again, we're not judging. We've all been there. I had, for a short time, I had a psychological condition that's been identified and studied quite a bit. It's called being booty struck.
And yes.
The problem with being booty struck.
Lovely article in the New England Review of Medicine on that.
Exactly right. When you're struck by the booty, a situation occurs. That creates a short-term memory loss.
Ah.
And you forget, why was this ever a bad idea? In this moment, I can't think of any reason why. But breakups do definitely happen for a reason. And we need to cling to that reality, even if we can't remember exactly why, because we're booty struck.
Yeah.
Yes, booty struck. We're trying to raise awareness for a very serious condition, if you'd like to donate. And if we're going to be clear on that, there was something about this relationship that didn't work. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it was, you know, all doom and gloom. Given that you used the word train wreck, I'm guessing it didn't have a ton of positives.
Sure.
But if we're going to look at kind of refiring things, not only do we need to be honest about how this went before, but we also may want to try to put some effort into figuring out what was the problem.
No doubt about it. As Glenn said, breakups happen for a reason. Here's what we know is that one, maybe both of you simply weren't satisfied, and so you wanted to move on. And, you know, if you dated for any length of time, you were together for some holidays before, and that was not magical enough to kind of cover over the things that weren't working. So, and that's okay. That, you know, a lot of people have that experience. All of us on this show have had dating relationships where we had that experience. But it's really worth asking, do we have a sense of what was driving that dissatisfaction? Do we have a sense of what wasn't working in their life, your life, or in the relationship as a whole? Because if we don't know what those things are, then we're kind of doomed to repeat them. And they're probably going to be a factor in our next relationships. So now would be a really good time to begin asking what the problems were. If we've got a good sense of what the problems were, then we can ask, in the spirit of why not, has anything changed? Because if nothing's changed, then we're going to have those same problems again. It's going to be, you know, another ride on the merry-go-round. If those things have changed, well, then, yeah, maybe it can be different. But we would really want to have a very strong, confident sense that we know what the problems were and that those issues have been addressed.
It's a really great point. We will come back and talk a little bit more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. It's you only.
Matthew here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Booty Struck Train Wreck, I think, is going to be a great band name somebody's going to take a hold of out there.
Sure.
Sure. We only want a modest 2%.
Yes.
Also join us, Jed Brewer.
Booty Struck and the Train Wrecks.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's good. That's
sort of a roots
word.
Rock kind
exactly
of.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my ex called me, they're a train wreck, but it's the holidays and I'm lonely. Why not? Now, Glenn, we continue to answer the question, explore the why not.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the previous issues of this relationship. And there's also the present, because if you notice, our dear question asker did not say they were a train wreck. They said they are.
Right.
So if nothing has changed, it may be a little weird to expect this to be better this time around.
Oh, yeah. That makes no sense. But again, you know, please learn from my mistakes, if nothing else, because the thing about the sort of the sexual component of that is once that particular itch is scratched, suddenly the memories come rushing back in.
Oh, right.
We don't have time to get into the physiology of the whole system, but that's how it goes.
That's right. That's right. You're racist. I forgot. That's awful. Now, how do I get out of this?
You know, I'll just show myself out.
That's right. You know. Oh, yes, you're a stalker. This is never going to be over now. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. So I think, you know, recognizing we think short term, we think maybe the positives will outweigh the negatives, and we're not really weighing the negatives. That's never going to be a smart decision. So give yourself permission to say, loneliness is better than this, and maybe I can meet somebody new if I'm not continuing to play out this old drama.
Yeah, it's a great point, and we do want to go back to saying that we understand being lonely with holidays is a bad deal. But, again, we may want to proffer other solutions.
Yes!
And, Jed, maybe solutions that don't even involve romance at all.
Absolutely, absolutely. Solution number one, don't sign up for more punishment. That's a bad idea. But, look, we don't want you to be alone at Christmas either. There's a couple things you can definitely do. One is go out of your way to schedule some hangouts with friends. If you're a male-type person, you probably wait around for everybody else to make plans. Don't do that. Be the one who makes plans. Make plans. We're going to go to the movies. We're going to shoot some pool. We're going to play some basketball. Whatever it is, that will help. Another is find a place to volunteer. That could be a soup kitchen. That could be a shelter. It's a good time of year to give back, and that's a great way to do it. And you'll find that'll help a lot with that loneliness, a lot more than you think it would. And you'll find that rewarding in a lot of ways. Plenty of churches that provide opportunities for you to do that. If you want to find one of those, email us. We can help you find that. The other thing, of course, is maybe try something like eHarmony. It's actually a great way to meet people. They have free weekends pretty regularly where you can check out the service and give it a try. But if you put all those together, hanging out with your friends, giving a chance to serve other people, and maybe looking at some healthier ways to meet somebody new, we think you'll have a very Merry Christmas indeed.
Absolutely. We'll be back right here on the Bridge Lounge.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I was wrong. Pootie Struck and the Train Wrecks is actually a really, really poor quality Bootsy Collins cover band. I almost got it out.
It was very, very well done. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they don't cover Parliament songs, just Bootsy's part.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just four guys playing bass.
That's right. Well, that's why they're a train wreck, really.
It was a bad idea from the jump.
That's right.
We are continuing to answer a question, believe it or not, about relationships that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my ex called me, they're a train wreck, but it's the holidays and I'm lonely. Why not? Now, we've looked at why not, and there's such a thing as the bad idea Sunday.
Yeah.
And this bad idea Sunday is all the way there. It's got nuts, it's got whipped cream, it's got the secret sauce on it.
The secret sauce!
But we want to apply a different kind of secret sauce. And Glenn, again, you spent a lot of years counseling folks who, and this could be holiday stuff, it could be they just got out of jail, it could be any number of reasons where they've decided this is happening now.
Right.
And it's almost never a good idea.
Yeah.
But how do we address the emotions they are feeling and give them a more positive way to go?
Well, yeah, I think ultimately sometimes those physical desires to address that loneliness or there's no one else around, we don't have that physical connection with other people, is really an outgrowth of a deeper need that we have inside of us. And part of our day job is helping people coming out of addiction where they're really feeling a constant need to have something give them that fix. We're working with people coming out of jail who just have that need to finally get over that loneliness and make a connection with other people. But we're always trying to point them towards a deeper connection with God, to have a spiritual connection, have that spiritual need met. Because if you have that connection with God, if you realize that you're a spiritual being, that you can only be satisfied with spiritual things, then all these physical relationships and these physical connections and the emotional connections with other people, that's like icing on top of the cake.
A great point. Jed, anything to add to that?
I totally agree. You know, there's an amazing verse in the Bible where it's talking about how God takes care of people. One of the things it says, he sets lonely people in families. It's a really amazing thing. And part of the implication there is God cares about your loneliness. Like a lot. It matters to him. Your broken heart means a lot to him, and he wants to do something about that. And the place where he wants that to begin is you going and telling him how you're doing. Just telling him what it's like for you to be alone and to feel lonely and to not be sure that you'll meet the right person or what that would be like or how that would work. It feels crazy if you've never done it before to think that going and telling God those things would help, but it really, really does. It makes a huge difference. And as you do that, as you build that relationship, he wants to set you in a family of people who love you and care about you and can be a real community to you. He wants that for you, and so do we.
Yeah, if God wants to hear from you, we also want to hear from you. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. See you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
We next time.
Rejoice in my new life. There's no way out of these walls.